From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. In the Syrian city of Homs, activists there say at least 12 people are dead in a new round of government shelling. Meanwhile, after the UN Security Council failed to act on Syria, Senator Joseph Lieberman says countries should take action outside the world body. Terry Schultz reports Lieberman says it is not a question of if, but when Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will have to step down, and he is proposing steps to hasten that day.
Lieberman tells the Munich Security Conference that the fact Russia and China blocked UN action on Syria doesn't mean international efforts to help the Syrian people can stop.
So we should begin thinking about what we can do with particularly the Arab League. It begins with support for the Syrian Free Army.
Lieberman says the backup provided to Libyan rebels can be a model. He notes a range of options available, beginning with non-lethal medical supplies and intelligence, but not ending there.
And then ultimately, it is to provide them with weapons and training.
One reason Russia and China say they vetoed the UN proposal was because when they allowed the Libyan resolution to pass last year, it was used to enact regime change against Muammar Gaddafi. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
President Obama is promising to work closely with Israel to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. NPR's Dick Giuliano reports the president remains hopeful the crisis will be resolved diplomatically.
The president says he doesn't believe Israel has decided whether to launch a military strike against Iran's nuclear program. In a pre-Super Bowl interview with NBC, the president offered assurance the United States and Israel stand united against the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran.
We have closer military and intelligence consultation between our two countries than we ever have. And my number one priority continues to be the security of the United States, but also the security of Israel, and we are going to make sure that we work in lockstep.
The president wants a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but says the U.S. has not ruled out any option in dealing with Iran. Dick Giuliano, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Washington state say a house fire that killed a father and his two young sons was a case of murder-suicide. NPR's Martin Costa reports Josh Powell had been under heavy scrutiny in the media and questioned by authorities since the day his wife Susan vanished in 2009.
Despite police suspicions, Powell was never charged, and he and the boys moved to Washington state. Last fall, he temporarily lost custody of his sons, and on Sunday, a social worker brought the boys to Powell's home for a supervised visit. Sheriff spokesman Ed Troyer says Powell then locked the social worker out.
She pounded on the door, she pounded on the windows, tried to call Josh's cell phone, then the house lit up.
The house burned so fast, some have described it as an explosion. Authorities say the fire was intentional. Just minutes earlier, Powell sent his lawyer an email reading, "I'm sorry, goodbye." Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
This is NPR. In the central Philippines, at least 13 people are dead and another 40 are missing in one province after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake triggered landslides. Rescuers are using picks and shovels to dig dozens out from under collapsed homes. Delivery of medical and emergency supplies is being delayed due to damaged roads and bridges. Officials say the quake hit at about noon local time. The two rival power centers of Palestine are apparently coming together. After more than 4 years of separate governments in the West Bank and Gaza, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have agreed to form a unity government. They made the announcement today in a news conference in Qatar. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will head an interim government until elections can be held. The New York Giants are Super Bowl champions. NPR's Mike Pesca says their victory over the New England Patriots by a score of 21-17 demonstrated that winning teams can discover what works late in the year.
The Giants barely eked their way into the playoffs and needed 59 minutes to pull ahead, but an Ahmad Bradshaw touchdown with a little over a minute proved the decisive score. Giants coach Tom Coughlin wasn't surprised.
We've won so many games like this, though. You know, you figure the end of the game, the fourth quarter, we talk about finishing all the time. We talk about winning the fourth quarter, being the stronger team, making the plays in the fourth quarter, and it happened again tonight.
New York quarterback Eli Manning was named the game's most valuable player. Just another similarity between this win and the Giants' come-from-behind Super Bowl victory over the Patriots 4 years ago. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Indianapolis.
An Iranian newspaper is reporting that officials there are banning dolls from the TV show The Simpsons. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.